Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I got Carol Ann back because we had to reschedule. So I'll bring Carol Ann on. Hi, Carol Ann.
Hey, it's great to be back, Kelly Jo. How are you doing?
Good, good. So, look, we've been looking forward to this. Everybody's been patiently waiting. So we'll get the show started.
Okay.
So 850. Hi, 850. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
I am from Florida, and my name is Michelle. And I would just, I didn't really have a particular question. So I didn't know if you can maybe do a mini reading, what you see for this
no,
next year.
No, we got to have a question, hon, because we got, the room is full.
Okay. When do you see us getting our house boat fixed? So it's been broken down for a year.
You want to go first, Carolyn?
I guess the month of February and March here that there's some movement with that. Something about parts. Would that make sense to you, like being able to locate parts for that?
Well,
yeah, they supposedly ordered the part, but we've been waiting a year. It's like, I've been very patient, you know?
Yeah.
But they don't, we live on our boat.
That's true of everything.
So.
That's what's going on all over the place. It's not going to get better. But I feel like February and March, there was some movement. And I feel something about towing. I get the word towing, T-O-W-I-N-G. I don't know what that means, towing it somewhere for work. And I also see someone, a welder, with the welder's thing on, you know, with the window in it, like helmet with the window in it. And I do see some work and carpentry as well. So there will be movement. You know, I would say maybe 6 months you'll have some, you'll be a lot further along. But what's going on with the parts and all of this, it's location. And that is true of everything, automobiles, computers, everything. And it's not going to get better this year. So you're just going to have to bide your time, but it will be worth it. Okay. Thanks, Kelly Jo. You go ahead.
All right. Yes, I do see it getting fixed, like Carol Ann said. And then I also see you're going to find out you have to do some hole work also, like she was saying. So you're going to have to work on that. And do you have to dry dock it to paint it on the bottom?
Actually, at the beginning of the year, he said he was going to pull us out of the water, and my husband told him he wanted them to do a bottom job.
So I see them doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to make progress.
Cool.
And then
I was wondering.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought maybe you might have been picking up March as my husband's birthday, and I'm wanting to take him traveling for his birthday. So you might have seen that, too.
Oh, that's nice. Tell him happy birthday and have a Merry Christmas.
Yes. But I see you getting it all fixed up, so you don't got to worry about anything. It'll be as good as new, they say.
Good.
Oh, that good as new. Oh, that is awesome. Awesome news. They're really good people. You know, I think they're just overworked, you know what I mean?
Right, and they'll do a good job for you. They'll make sure everything's good, and they'll, like, redo the whatever's wrong with the engine thing, and I also see them you know, checking the valves, and you need to check your bilge pump thing, Majiggy, too.
Bilge pump, okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. What's coming up for you, Carol Ann?
What is coming up? Well, I'm on vacay from Goldilocks Productions for 2 weeks. I come back January 5th to In the Psychic Flow, Thursday evenings, 8 p.m. And I have something that I wanted to talk to you about. I wanted to have like a paranormal guest probably once a month. So we have to schedule you in January. We were going to talk about that just we both get our calendars out. But other than that, not too much. I'm doing a lot of shows for Goldilocks. So that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah.
And happy vacation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. 631.
Oh, hello.
What's your
Thanks
name?
For taking
Where
my
from? And...
Thank you, Suzanne, Long Island.
Okay.
What's your question?
I call for a bus company that I used to work at as a bus monitor. Do you see them rehiring me or calling me back?
Yes, you will get a bus job. You'll probably start at the beginning of the year.
I just called one. I used to work there. I quit a couple of times because I just worked for the summer, though, because then I went back as a teacher.
Well, it might not be the same one, but I do see you working for a bus.
Yeah.
Oh, I want the same one, the one I just called today.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just letting you know that I'm seeing green buses, like mint green buses.
No, this is school buses. They're yellow.
There's a bus company that has mint green buses. You know,
no.
Like the old Bluebird buses.
Wow.
No, any school, yellow. Huh.
Might not be school, might be something else.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I didn't apply anywhere else for buses. I'm not, you know, just monitor, like, when the kids are on the bus at school, you know, special ed, you watch them. On the little mini buses that are yellow.
I understand.
Well, yeah, but... something may turn up, as Kelly Joe says. Something may turn up unexpected. I do see something. I see crossing guards, so I do see you working with children. There's a couple of opportunities coming. So workers are going to be hard to get. And so I think by January, February, we'll definitely feel something more solid. I see some bucks going in your pocket, if that's part of your dream, you know, to get some more cash going. That will happen. You know, I do see something else as what Kelly, I can see what Kelly Jo's talking about. And it might be, it might even be sightseeing. It might even be something different, but it's an opportunity. And there is time in your schedule for it. So be open to all possibilities is what I can say. That's what we all have to do for the coming years. Be flexible and take what comes, because I know there's going to be a shortage of workers, particularly good people like yourself. So you're not going to have a problem. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm subbing now, but they call me the lunch monitor a lot, so I was going to subplace someplace else, but I really just don't want to keep subbing. That's why I called the bus company today that I worked at, the only one, and I'm just waiting for them to see if they call me back.
They might have another division, too. Might be something else. So stay open. Yeah, stay open.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. 646.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm Carla calling from New York.
And what's your question?
Yeah. So I have my home on the market for about a month, and I'm wondering what you gals think in terms of me selling it.
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
End of February, March is what I see, unfortunately. I'd like to see it sooner. You might have a couple of offers, but I feel the final would, if you get an offer over the holidays, it would be 90 days to close, I would think. So I'm saying March. Okay. I'm saying March. I think you'll have more than one offer.
March in terms of when I leave or
As a closing.
Or when it,
I think
as
it'd
a
be
closing
done as a
day.
Closing. That,
okay,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
And I see. I'm seeing a bidding war.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. That's good.
So
that's,
you'll probably make, you'll get higher than what you're asking for it.
Uh-huh.
And two people will be bidding at the same time. So.
That sounds good.
There you
I
go.
Have some interest right now. Yeah, I have a little bit of interest, but not sure, like, what's going to happen. And, yeah, I mean, if I get it by the end of the month, I'll be very happy, like a signed contract at least. But, yeah, like, it does take time for things
probably
to wind
after,
up.
Probably January. Probably
close.
January.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay. 775.
Oh, hello, ladies. Thank you so much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. I've got COVID, and I took Paxlovid. But hopefully I'll be okay. I don't know. But I'm the lady that talked to you before about paying 20 years for my long-term care insurance, and I finally applied, and I was denied to pay the money. I've got so much proof. Well, now I have an attorney named Eddie and his associate, Kevin. And, I'm going to cooperate with what they're telling me to do. They want me to have, like, a third-party assessment, which I will pass that with flying colors. So will I be approved for my long-term care disability? And about when will I start receiving the payments from the insurance company, ladies?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Get the month of April, I'm sorry to say. And I don't know if that's a birthday or in your family or if that's a significant month with the insurance. But having the attorney is going to be a big help. They can't turn you down because my sister just went through this where they paid thousands and thousands of dollars over 16 years and they didn't want to pay on something. So having a lawyer is a good thing to do. You will be successful, but I feel like April is a resolution month. What do you get, Kelly Jo?
Yeah, she's going to hear that there'll be movement forward in January, and then it'll be concluded. You're right. February, you're right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope
Hang on, dear.
I'm sorry, what?
I hope I recover completely from this horrible COVID.
There might be some effects, unfortunately, but you will overcome anything. You're very determined, and you have a joyous attitude, is what I'm being told. So you, and ask for your healing from Jesus. You go to your belief system, ask every day, and have him renew your spirit and your health. Okay?
Yes.
And will I have a serious residual issue, or am I going to be okay?
You're going to have to ask for healing. As I just said, you might have a small residual, as a lot of people do, but it's not going to stop you. So keep healing. Keep praying for your healing and continue doing what your doctors ask you to do.
Okay, I will, and strong and healthy for the rest of my life. With no
Merry
problems.
Christmas.
Thank you.
All right, 904. Hi, 904, what's your name? What's your question? Hello? Hello, hello? Okay, I got air.
Okay.
All right. We'll try 307. Hello,
hi, ladies. Hi.
Where are you from? What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming. And my question is, I have a court case going right now, and I was just wondering if we're going to be able to find, like, any loopholes or things that the cops did wrong in the case?
No, they're not. You're going to have to pay the fines and do the time.
Yes, I agree with that. I got a big no on that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Okay.
You know, let me just give you a shout out, Kelly Jo. People are asking a little bit, you know, once they get a hold of you, they're anxious to get a hold of you, and their questions are a little bit longer, and they kind of keep going. I just want to remind your audience, you know, the way to get detailed information from Kelly Jo is to book an appointment with her. Is the best money that you'll ever spend. Kelly Jo Psychic is the best psychic I have ever met. She's incredibly talented, very direct, very blunt, and to the point. So it's not a waste of money at all. So if your question involves long-term things like, you know, health or Kelly Jo is very good at those things, I suggest that you book an appointment with her. So, and check out KellyJoPsychic.com. So does that help?
Thank you. All right. 415, what's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hello?
Okay. Let's see if I can get her on there. Wait, it's spinning. Hold on. Hi, 415.
Hi.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Anne from New Mexico, and I have been thinking a lot about my grandmother, my dad's mom, and she made so many amazing treats and gifts that she's very talented, a lot of artistic talents, and if she has a message for me.
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
She's talking about turtle doves. So
huh.
I don't know if she did something for the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh.
That's a song. Okay, so there's something, little elements of each, you know, swans are swimming, blah, blah, blah. You know how that song goes. I'll spare you the singing. but I see something with turtle doves, okay? So I feel as if she created something, and it may be even out of sugar. I don't know if they made ornaments out of sugar and molded it, something.
God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, remember? It was there was like a hole in the middle and like a little diorama inside the ornament.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Wow.
Was it like an eggshell or something, or it had sugar on the outside?
It's a little bigger. It's round. It was round,
yes.
And little sugar on the outside and little things that you could peer into and look at. Wow, I haven't thought about that ever.
Yeah. So she gives you that for Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh.
And then I'm also, she's saying that you have the recipes. You need to make those molasses cookies that she had a recipe for.
Oh, my God. Have you ever heard of Tea Time Tassies? Tea Time Tassies, they're like little pecan pies. They're like little miniature pecan pies.
Yeah.
And
that
yes.
Wonderful.
Oh, my Lord. I'm giving, oh, yeah, that's so great.
Then now you got jobs to do. That's...
yeah, to make those, and they're all around you. They'll be there for Christmas.
Oh,
nice.
That's wonderful, because I'm house-sitting. I'm not with family this year, so that means a lot.
Oh, that's good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I love it when the people come through and show us stuff like that. That's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, 805.
Oh, thank you. This is Donna. I'm in California. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas. And
thank
what's
you.
Your question?
My question is about my love life. And if I'm going to meet somebody in my town, or I'm going to Hawaii on January 21st and I'll be there for a month visiting a girlfriend. I feel great. I lost my weight. You know, I meditate every day. I'm very happy, and just share my happiness with someone.
Go ahead, Carol Ann, and I'll chirp in a minute.
Okay. I'm getting a sleepover.
What?
Sort of like a drive-by. I'm getting a sleepover, I think, when you're in Hawaii, which means, you know, like a vacation romance. So I'm getting that. That's the first thing that happens. But when you return... I would say by July, you are walking someplace, sun is shining, there's water nearby. I feel like there's music coming, there's a grandstand, there's some kind of event, going on. And there's a couple, you're with a few people, maybe family or friends, and there's a couple of gentlemen, and you just kind of meet this gentleman, you know, at a booth or pulling up a chair someplace, a little cafe booth, you know, something like that, and you just start talking. So I think that may be, and I get a little gray around he might have a beard, and I feel like darker-skinned individual. And I feel like beautiful eyes and some gray in his temples and a beard. Yes. And there's a sexiness there. So I think you will notice that right away. Kelly Jo is the boss at this kind of thing. So go ahead, Kelly Jo.
Well, I do agree. I do see you having a, like I was giggling, I see you having a romance Blaine. In Hawaii. But, you
yeah.
know, it stays
yeah.
where it is. And then I do see a tall gentleman, the swarthy skin, the salt and pepper beard. He sort of like has a goatee and
yeah.
salt
oh, yeah.
and pepper and temples and around the edge of the hair. He has a square
mm-hmm.
jawline, and he has gray mm-hmm. eyes.
Ooh.
All his real mm-hmm. teeth. And
mm-hmm. Wow.
He just very fit, very handsome, and I feel like he's either Italian or Greek because he talks with an accent.
Mm.
Oh, wonderful! Oh, wow!
So, and then they're showing me the movie when Stella got her groove back. So there's your movie.
Oh, I have one more thing I got to tell you. Excuse me, Kelly Jo. I get the word Algerian. So I don't know if he is traveled to Algeria or he is Algerian, which would make him French.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
I'm part French. So,
well, maybe,
but
he's very,
yeah.
very handsome. And I hear the accent in the way he speaks.
Yes. Yes, and he's a mix. He's a mix.
Yeah,
racially,
gorgeous.
I would say. Yes, very handsome man. Yeah.
Oh, good. Wow.
Yeah. I have a picture in my mind. I'm not going to share it because this is a G-rated show. But
he's very, very, very
yeah.
all that
he's
more.
Very.
Yep. I agree.
He's a man,
all
right.
Right. Now that we're all having hot flashes, we're going to go.
Thank you so much.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You so much.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh.
Oh, we have fun doing this. Seven. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hey, and I'm having what she's having.
There you go.
My
is that
question is, well, it wasn't, but after all that, oh, my goodness. My daughter visited after Thanksgiving for a week. And we have always had a tremendous closeness. There was a chasm at the end of her visit. And I'm wondering if you all have any insights as to how long that chasm will last.
It's not you. You may have said something, being a mom, that she was very sensitive to, but it's not you. You're kind of like me. I think you open mouth, insert foot. You know, when you have a daughter, you're not allowed to say anything. You do realize that. You're not allowed to say anything they don't want to hear. is the feeling. So I don't. I kind of have some superficial conversations with my daughter, but when children come to stay, there's no way you're not going to put your foot in your mouth. I mean, you know, you're just going to. So I would not take it to heart, and I would just act like nothing happened. I would just keep moving. That's all you can do anyway. Just keep moving. You know, send the
right.
card, well, take the call, just keep going. Don't talk about it. Don't entertain it. You know, if she brings anything, I'm act surprised. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I said that. You know, just keep moving. It's a bump in the road. It's not a tragedy. That's my feeling.
Oh, thank you for that. And anything that you see in the coming 90 days specific to me?
Oh, we're just doing one question tonight, dear, because we have so many people. So.
Okay.
All right. But Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. 203. Oops. Come on. Work.
Hey. Good evening.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad I got in. I am being going through some ministering with a minister, and I'm extremely grateful for it, and I have real high hopes that this is going to help me. And I'm in a bit of a crisis right now, and I feel like, well, my question is, do you see that this is really going to help me?
Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
Give it 90 days. Everything takes 90 days. It doesn't matter what it is. Hurt feelings, a diet, a broken toe, everything is 90 days. You have to at least give it 90 days. And you have to, I shouldn't use the word have to, but I'm going to anyway. I suggest strongly that you take the advice, seek your counsel from above as well, and remember that you are loved and honored, and learn to cherish yourself. You are going to get through this, but it's going to take the 90 days. There's no shortcuts here. But you will be blessed is the feeling that I get. So I want to remind you of that. You will be blessed. Okay, thank you. Kelly Jo, what do you got?
I get that it'll be a core level soul core healing. And
yeah.
Great.
And you're going to be doing the soul's work that you need to do, and you'll come out the other side a different soul. So,
I think he touched on things that just flipped me into a crisis, and I'm hoping this is good, you know?
Well, did you hear what we said?
Oh, you both said it once. I didn't hear either of you. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, shrug it off. Don't allow the crisis to happen. It's not worth it. It's just you're turning over a leaf in the book. That's it. You're looking at the page. Move on to the next page.
This is a crisis within me. It's at, like, a soul level.
Right.
Don't let it stay there.
You're going to have the core level healing. You're going to do the work, and you're going to come through to the other side.
So I'm doing okay, right?
This isn't the end of you. This is a new beginning.
Yeah.
You're like
right.
the analysis of the caterpillar turning into a butterfly.
Yeah.
So the caterpillar thinks he's going to croak. He ain't croaking. He's going to be a butterfly.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you're going to be okay, hon. So give yourself a hug.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you both. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. 727. Whoops. Come on, Mark. Hi, 727.
Hi, Kelly Jo. Hi, Carol Ann. It's Jill from Florida. How are you both?
Good.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, good. And Carol Ann, I have to laugh because I could relate when you talked about the daughter thing. Remember?
Yep, you can't take it to heart.
No. Okay. So this is about my future son-in-law. My daughter's engaged, which is exciting.
Uh-huh.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. He works with my husband, okay? And you have to pass your test in order to keep your job. He keeps missing them by like two questions. He has to the end of February. Everybody's working like they love him. And he has to pass these tests. He has two more tries in January, but he has till the end of February. Do you see him finally passing? He's just missing them by like two questions.
I'll tell you something
yeah.
that worked for me when I went for my massage license. All of the questions, I must have had like 200 flashcards. I made flashcards on index cards with the answer on the back. And I kept going over them every day, three or four times. You don't have to know the material. You have to know the answer.
Right.
Once you get through that, it doesn't have to make sense. Just know the answer. This will all come into play as you're working. Then he'll be like, oh, that was the test question. I get it now. He just has to memorize the answers, and he has to practice like
right.
three or four times a day until he gets it.
Okay, do you see him passing it?
Yes.
Yes.
By February?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Second try, he'll pass.
Okay, this is like going to be the third.
You better start lighting candles and tell him to do his flashcards because he
yeah,
will
he
make it on the second try.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to do it. And pull him out at random. Every time he sits down, have somebody flash some questions at him.
Right.
Yeah, my daughter's been doing that every night. So he just flunked the last one Friday. So you think this next one he's going to pass?
Don't
change his answers.
Yes, don't change your answers. That's true.
Go
with what you have. He'll do it. He doubts himself too much.
Yeah, and he gets
nervous. I did that too. I would have had a perfect score, I was told, on my LMT exam if I hadn't gone back and changed answers.
Yep.
But I passed.
Yeah. Well,
but I changed answers and I was wrong.
So there was another guy, and he had to pass by. He has to pass by 12:31, and he finally did it Friday. Thursday, the educator worked with him for 8 hours. She drilled it into him, and he passed on Friday.
Yep. Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Good
because
luck. And Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much, Carolyn, for remembering I'm Jewish. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
All right.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, too. All right. We got two more calls. We'll fit them in. 520.
Thank you. Lisa from Arizona. Oh my gosh. You know, I dialed 15 minutes before the hour, but you're so popular. Thank you.
I know we are.
What's
your question, hon?
Okay. My question is, am I going to be alone for Christmas?
Only if you choose to be. Only if you choose to be. I see you with some new friends. I see you with some people that you don't know very well. You may only know one or two people there, but you're going to make friends.
Oh, Wednesday I'm going to a winter solstice, and we're having chili. I'm bringing dessert. There are probably going to be people there that I haven't met. It seems like a really nice group.
You're going to have fun.
Oh, good. Well, my son invited me for Christmas, but he said I can't come because I said I'm going to wear a mask. And he said, nope, you can't. It would be inappropriate, so it's better if you not come. So, anyway, I'm on my own.
Hmm.
Well,
you might find something else to do.
I see you finding other friends to be with.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes,
Merry
you won't
Christmas
be alone.
To you both, and Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Right. And hello to your cat.
Yeah, I guess I should go get one.
Okay. I feel like I have a cat. So.
Yep, you are going to have a black kitty cat with gold eyes. There you go.
There you
go. My gosh. I love it.
There you go.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, one more call. Hi, 954.
Hi, Sharon from Florida. And it's
hi, how are you? Merry
you
Christmas.
Thank
Merry
you.
Merry
Christmas, ladies. Anything in general, anything maybe from the other side. I have some people on the other side. Anything that's coming up in the new year, I'm open.
Do you have a dad in spirit?
Yep.
Okay. I have a belly laugh with him. And
okay.
I think if that's his nature, I have a belly laugh with him. And he's saying something about sardines or herrings or something ugly.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if he ate something like that.
Yep, him and I used to eat that, and I can't even stand sardines to this day.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
Yeah. So he's laughing. He has a belly laugh for you. Okay.
Oh, good Lord. Anything from my son or my husband?
Go ahead, Kelly Jo.
I'm seeing everybody playing Crazy Eights.
That's so funny. The last time I talked to you a couple months ago, that was they were playing Crazy Eights.
Well, they're doing it again, I guess.
They must be bored as hell.
I don't know.
Oh, no,
they like playing the card game.
Yep. There's a radio playing. There's some people have coffee. Some people have a little cocktail, a little nip here or there. And they're having a good time. And every time someone passes that they know passes away and people are crying on this side, there's a big party on that side.
Yeah.
So they welcome all newcomers. Your family is very inclusive. So,
there you
God
go.
Bless
you, they've been
Christmas.
Having a lot of parties then.
That's what they do over there.
Yeah.
God. That's funny because there's been a lot that has gone over that way.
Yeah, well, they're not alone.
Well, that's good. That's good. Anything different for me, though, in the coming future?
Well, we're only doing one question because we've had so many people. So we wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol Ann, for being on with me. And I wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much. Same to you, Kelly Doe. And I hope your audience remembers to book a private reading with you and get full, longer details that we were able to give tonight. It was a lot of fun. I love these blast readings. They're a lot of fun. Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you, thank you. And we'll see you all in the future. Good night, all.
Bye-bye now. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.